Ukraine security issue.
The 3rd of June marked a 100th day since Russia attacked Ukraine, aiming to annihilate it as a state and the Ukrainians as a nation. But the Ukrainian army and people stood up as one in defense of their land and the human values they share with other civilized nations. As of the date, fierce combats were taking place in the east, southeast, and south of the country. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported incessant shelling of Ukrainian military positions and residential areas along the entire front line in the Donetsk region. The enemy fire concentrated on the cities and villages near Lyman and Bakhmut. Every now and again they attempt to attack Ukrainian positions, but fail every time, the report said. Having occupied 90% of the Luhansk region's area, the invaders are using the scorched earth tactic. Massively shelling the cities and villages the infantry fails to capture, said Sergei Haidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration. He added that fierce fighting continued for the regional center Severodonetsk, saying that more than 20 houses had been destroyed and one civilian had been killed over the past day. Meanwhile, about 20,000 civilians remain in the Ukrainian-controlled city of Lysychansk. The city is constantly shelled and largely destroyed, but it's impossible to evacuate them because the only road linking it to Bakhmut is open to Russian fire. Nevertheless, Ukrainian soldiers, rescuers and volunteers, risking their lives, do their best to deliver humanitarian aid to Lysychansk, Oleksandr Zaika, head of the Lysychansk military administration, said.
Обстріли постійні, кожну хвилину щось прилітає, тому ситуація така дуже важка. Життя в місті.
The city is shelled constantly. The situation is very complicated. Life in the city is almost paralyzed. People only go outside to fetch water and get humanitarian aid, and then run to shelters at once. It's dangerous to move in Lysychansk. We try to deliver drinking water and humanitarian aid every day. Rescuers and volunteers help us a lot. They deliver aid to the doorstep, said Oleksandr Zaika. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported in its Friday update that over the past 24 hours, the Ukrainian forces had beaten off 5 enemy attacks and destroyed a dozen Russian armored vehicles, guns and other equipment. Since the Russian army invaded Ukraine 100 days ago, it has lost almost 31,000 troops and almost 10,000 pieces of equipment. The Russians continue to chaotically shell villages in the Mykolaiv region. Regional Council head Hanna Zamazieva said on Friday that in the past 24 hours, Russian shells had wounded more than 20 civilians and destroyed private houses and industrial buildings. She also said that a mobile hospital donated by the Netherlands would start working in the region this weekend. It takes the hospital a mere 12 hours to start operating and, if necessary, to wind up. The hospital will provide medical aid to both the military and civilians, Hanna Zamazieva told Ukrainian radio. This mobile hospital arrived from the Netherlands. Special thanks to the Security Service of Ukraine for the quick clearance and delivery, and for prioritizing the Mykolaiv region as the region where it is needed most. This Dutch mobile hospital is already in the region, said Hanna Zamazieva. Over the 100 days of Russia's invasion, thousands of kilometers of motor and railroads have been destroyed and damaged, the press service of the Infrastructure Ministry said on Friday. The damage list also includes 302 bridges and 11 airports. 4 ports in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov are occupied by Russians. There are 68 foreign-flagged commercial ships remain blocked, including 6 at Mariupol and 8 at Kherson. Most of the ships are loaded with Ukrainian grain and other agricultural and industrial products and bound for destinations across the globe. The occupiers have already taken some of the ships to Russian ports. It was reported on Thursday that a ship loaded with steel stolen from Mariupol was on its way to Taganrog, and that the Russians had unlawfully transported to Syria around 100,000 tons of stolen Ukrainian crops, worth more than $40 million. At present, Russia is blocking more than 22 million tons of Ukrainian grain at the occupied ports, putting many countries at the risk of famine. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has called on governments not to buy stolen Ukrainian grain from Russia. The Russian invaders rob Ukrainians of everything and wherever they can. While Russian troops occupied the Chernihiv region in March, they removed 30 tons of elite sorts of potatoes from a selection farm in the township of Sadniv. Before they were driven out of the region, the Russians spoiled 400 tons of potatoes that remained at the farm. Risking their lives, the personnel of the local selection laboratory continued to work during the occupation to save the sprouts, the result of their five-year-long work. Now the selection farm is working on a normal basis, said lab director Gennady Hystruk.
We have two warehouses, one in Sedniv and the other in Nova Village. It's thanks to the other warehouse that we managed to save our seed material, said Gennady Hystruk.